the Sunshine Coast. Spanning over 60 kilometres of stunning beach coastline and scenic picturesque hinterland, making it the ideal location for your wedding. We'll talk to the local experts, the venues, brides, and all the people who can make your wedding the best day ever.
Welcome to Sunshine Coast Weddings Podcast. My name is Lee Bevington, and today we're catching up with our local Sunshine Coast business who, well, is popular for weddings. It's a destination, I guess you could say, right by the water in Brightwater. I'm talking about the Lake House Sunshine Coast. And from there, Renee Paolini joins me. Hello, Renee, how are you?
Hi, Lee. I'm doing really well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You are most welcome. How long have you been with the Lake House for now?
I've been with the Lake House since January this year, actually. So it's been a pretty interesting start to my career with Sunshine Coast Hotels.
I reckon. A few challenges, I would imagine.
Just a few, yeah. It's been fun and challenging all at the same time.
Wedding season, it's starting to slowly pick up again, obviously with some restrictions lifting and so forth. What sort of interest are you getting at the moment? Like obviously a condensed sort of wedding, I would imagine?
Yeah, so we're finding that the weddings that are going ahead are obviously dropping their numbers a little bit. But the inquiries that I'm getting are also for smaller numbers for future wedding inquiries as well. So we're looking at sort of around the 50 to 60 mark, where we'd normally be, looking at, 100 plus. So I think people are looking at having more intimate weddings and sort of just having their very close friends and family with them.
One of the things I like about the Lake House there at Sunshine Coast, it's location. It's right there on the water at Brightwater. And there's so many little things that you've included to make it quite enticing for the bride and groom to get married there. Do you want to run us through some of the features?
Sure thing. So like you said, we're right by the lake. We've got two beautiful ceremony locations right by us. So it's a great opportunity to, if you're looking for that one-stop shop, you can have your ceremony with us and then move into sort of canapes and pre-drinks and then into the reception. So that's quite an ideal scenario for couples, especially if it is a destination wedding. We do often have couples coming in from sort of interstate, or they've got family coming in from interstate and they just love having everything in the one location. So we get some stunning sunsets here over the water here, which is just magic for those afternoon photos as well. But we include all sorts of things. We have, centerpieces and vintage suitcases and vintage windows that we can use for menus or table place seating, we've got lots of little inclusions that we just like it to be easy for our couples, that they don't have to look elsewhere or have to look at hiring things in. They just come and everything's there for them.
It's all in one place. It's really ideal.
It's all
when you
in
think
one
about
place.
And it's designed for weddings because I remember when it first opened, some of the stylings of the venue were very unique.
They did go for a really beautiful sort of Cape Cod, modern Hampton style aesthetic. And it's quite a unique, design, with the fireplace and the elk heads on the wall. It's beautiful. I don't know where they came up with the concept. We work with a really amazing interior designer who works with all of our venues. So I'm sure that it was, conjured up between her and the owners, Kelly and Scott.
So talk about the library and the fireplace. This is like a pretty amazing photo opportunity for couples that want to have that really warm, classy look to their wedding photos.
Absolutely, yeah. So our foyer to the lake house is just stunning. We've got two beautiful leather armchairs right at the front there, with a beautiful mantelpiece, and it just provides such a gorgeous photo opportunity for couples, either with just themselves or their whole bridal party, to come and get some cute little snaps. And the fireplace just provides that beautiful romanticism, of having a fireplace It's a perfect venue for winter or summer, but we do often get quite a lot of winter weddings as well because of the aesthetic.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite places to sort of just hang out before, you know, all the action happens for the night, sitting in those chairs by the fireplace.
Yes.
And it's kind of make, almost like a makeshift room for the bridal party before they actually make entrance into the room.
Absolutely. And it's a good little spot. You know, you might find Granddad sipping on a little whiskey in quiet armchair spots, you know, when all the action's happening during the reception. So it is a really cute spot.
It's quite a large dining hall as well. How many people can you cater for?
So normally without the COVID restrictions, we can cater for up to 150 seated or up to 250 standing. So that's quite a large room. We do have our own dance floor as well, private bar, private bathrooms, and the commercial kitchen. So it's all, it's all inclusive in that space. So yeah, and at the moment with the restrictions, we can have up to 100 people seated.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's great.
Certainly beats the limit of 20 people per room or something like that. That was
I know,
one of the early introductions.
It does. Yeah. So that is with everyone spaced out nicely, you know, due to the COVID restrictions and keeping all the tables spaced out. But yeah, we can do up to 100.
What about the food? What sort of variety do you have in like catering packages?
Oh, okay. So we are fine dining. So the food is I'm a little biased, but I know I love being invited to work functions because the food is amazing. Head chef Damien is incredible. He's spent many, many, many years working in high-end restaurants and hotels in Sydney and has been with the company for, I think, about 11 years now. So, yeah, his food is just delicious. But there's all sorts of things, from your different meats, different entrees. We do seafood. We do pork belly. Yeah, there's a massive range, and the chef does rotate the menu though, so we usually change it up a couple of times in the year.
And for those couples that sort of they book you guys first and they say, "Great, we can have our wedding here." Do you have some like recommendations for like suppliers they can help out with their day?
Absolutely, yeah. We actually have a suppliers we love little document that we've put together. And these are people that know the venue. We've worked with them before. We love working with them. We can wholeheartedly recommend their services. And we pass that on to our couples after they've booked with us. So, yeah, that's a great little thing that we love to give to them. It just makes their life a little bit easier with their planning process.
Sounds like it's all in one location. Renee from The Lake House, thank you so much for joining us on the Sunshine Coast Wedding Podcast. How do we get in touch with you to find out more about this amazing venue?
You can email me directly, renee@suncoasthotels.com.au. Or jump on our website and send through an inquiry form through the website, and I'll be happy to assist.
Lovely, Renee. Thanks again for chatting to us.
Thank you for having me, Lee. Have a great afternoon.
The Sunshine Coast Weddings Podcast was hosted by Lee Bevington and produced by Matt Fulton Productions. Belinda Cotton speaking.